Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Today, we celebrate National Handshake Day.
Have you seen the news the past year, pal?
Nothing like a strong handshake to bring people together.
Well, the guy who shakes with a limp hand, like a dead fish.
A way for business deals to be closed and friends
to be made.
Perfect.
People had to be instructed on basic hand washing.
Agreed. Happy fist bump and
no.
Tap day.
No, we can't do this.
Who is that guy?
We can't do this. We can't replace the handshake forever. We can.
Sure we can. We absolutely can.
And you're not even a germaphobe.
No, I'm not, but I'm okay.
I don't know. I still like a good firm handshake.
I like a hi. Nice to meet you.
Are you going to keep the 6 foot thing going on forever?
Bye.
Don't come near me. No. I'm kind of torn on this. I really don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, actually, in all honesty, in certain business situations, I think we are going to have to move back towards the appropriate firm handshake.
Yes, which is like thumbs locked.
The web to web.
Yeah, web to web.
Two pump.
Just two pump.
Two.
Once you go 3, 4, 5.
Hi.
And then when you do the 3, 4, 5 and you grab their forearm with the other hand, I think you're crossing a line.
I don't like that. No,
I don't like it.
The other hand has no play in the handshake. The other hand stays down at your side or is hanging. Hi, nice to meet you. It's hanging onto your bag
like
or whatever.
We should have a video demonstration.
You probably should.
But there are those who, because of the pandemic, will never do it again. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, my mom doesn't shake hands ever, but that's because she has a compromised immune system and people just shouldn't touch her.
Long before the pandemic, she was compromised.
Like, for 25 years.
Yeah, so I get it there, but National Handshake Day, will you or will you not? Kind of an interesting question.
It is, it is. We could throw that to the Facebook wolves and see what hits.
Yeah, but we have to, sometimes it has to be a yes or no question, peeps, okay? Don't bring it into politics or religion or anything else.
No. It's just National Handshake Day. Are you going to handshake again? Yes or no?
Yeah, simple.
All right.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Coming up, a late night soundbite. I don't know. This wasn't Laura's airline when she went away last week. Frontier Airlines. Jimmy Fallon wants to talk about a new deal they have.
Oh, boy. No. We were on American.
That's why you weren't on American.
We were on American.
Fallon talks about Frontier and how if you check your ticket price carefully, there's a COVID upcharge because they lost money during the pandemic.
Stop it right now.
I am not kidding you. Jimmy talks about it coming up with Tom and Laura.
Wow.
Look at the look on your face. It's priceless.
I'd like to remind those airline companies that they've been bailed out multiple times. Uh-huh.
I feel like we should say,
and there it is.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
We love viral comedy, right?
Yes, indeed we do.
I'm not quite sure if that was funny. You saw it. It's just, it is funny, but it's not. We love babies. Everybody loves babies.
We do. We love cute kids. We love viral comedy that involves the kiddos, the babies, the innocent little bouncing bundles of joy.
Yeah, is that what you're calling them? Okay. But this cooing coming from the baby seat of a car. It's not even cooing.
Like the kid is performing an exorcism.
or what is being performed on the kid? I don't know. Listen. What is that? What is that? Ninaku.
That child was possessed by something.
and the worst part is the mom. It's gone viral. The mom thinks it's... And it says... Is this baby possessed? It's her baby, and that's what she calls it.
Did you see the tweet responses, though? The baby's name is Reagan.
No.
Yes, it is.
I thought that was a joke.
No, it's not. The baby's name is Reagan.
Cue the tubular bells, everybody. No, I'm just... When we do viral comedy, look, Murph doesn't
He's
even like
it. He's getting upset.
He's getting creeped out
you know
by
what?
That
no,
baby.
Can we listen to a cute kid?
Yes. Remember that one we did a couple of years ago? It was that little boy that... got tongue-tied trying to explain dreaming or something.
Have you ever had a dream that you had your
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Yeah.
You could do anything.
Did you ever have a dream that you could do anything? It took him a while. Yeah.
That's
adorable.
I had a What did you say about your dream last night? You were in the fetal position? What was that you said to me earlier
dreams.
Today?
I have bad dreams where I wake up in the fetal position
and then
my
knee hurts.
And then my knee hurts for the rest of the day. This is where I'm at in my life, okay? You had to bring it up, but yeah, this is where
I'm at. I had to bring that up. You're like, ow, my knee hurts. How come? I had a bad dream. I was in the fetal position.
I woke up with my feet in the middle of my back. It was like, why am I sleeping this way? Oh, it must have been that creepy dream.
When I wake up and I'm sore in the morning, it's not necessarily because of dreams, but it's because I've had one of, or four of the like seven animals that live with me on top of me sleeping.
And that would be the bad dream that I had last night. There were seven random animals laying on top of me. No, that's not true. Hey, news is next.
Sports AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I don't know what to say. I'm confused.
So off air, to put some context, we're listening to the leaked audio mm-hmm. that came out of the Britney Spears court hearing that is discussing her conservatorship.
Now, we can't spend a lot of time on this subject, but at the same time, you can't ignore it because it's major news.
Well, and here's the thing. Conservatorships like this are incredibly unusual mm-hmm. in the court system, particularly for an adult.
Right. So here's a person who became a pop star when she was, what, 16?
Yeah, I mean, she was a child star.
So mom and dad need to look over.
Yes,
but
fine.
Then she runs into some problem, has to go to rehab. And so now all of a sudden she's not responsible for herself and she's, what, 40 years old?
Yeah, so it's not even rehab for substance abuse. So it has been documented that Britney has had some mental health issues moving mm-hmm. forward. And there's a stigma that comes attached with that.
Exactly.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
And whatever her actual diagnosis is, that's irrelevant. You're a grown woman. You get to control your life. And if half of what she's saying is true in these leaked documents that then can be seen in transcript on variety.com, all you have to do is Google it.
There it is.
If even half of this is true, it is so, so wrong. And it doesn't matter if she's bipolar, has schizophrenia, if she's manic. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And a former boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, has come out again supporting her.
Yes, he has.
There's demonstrations, Free Britney demonstrations. Like, something weird is going on
here. She's detailing that if she didn't do certain things, go to work, attend these meetings, that they kept her children from her, kept her boyfriend from her. She didn't have a say in the schedule. They took the door off of her bedroom, that all of these paid staff members would watch her change morning, noon, and night.
Weird, man.
And then that she would go on social media. And the recent videos that have people saying, well, this is a cry for help. She says, I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane. I am depressed. I cry every day. Quoted.
There it is. So I, you know, this is more than fodder for Entertainment Tonight. I think this is a serious issue, and I think the story is going to get worse before it gets better. What do you think? Your opinion? You're a fan. I'm not.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, when a conservatorship is put into place, normally it is for a very short amount of time because that individual is in danger to himself, herself, society, etc. Mm-hmm. And if they have a ton of money like Britney does, they don't want that person to kind of like go and blow it. So I understand a conservatorship.
But you said for a short time.
This
has been like 20 years.
It's insane.
It is like, insane.
Free Britney. I'm team Free Britney. Let the poor woman live her life. Let her see her kiddos. Let her make mistakes.
Yep.
It is her life to live. Let her live it. The fact that her dad is like creepy.
Well said.
Oh, it's creepy.
Well said. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Free Britney.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
How do you feel about dating apps? I know you're married, but how do you feel? Like, who uses them? Any? What?
It's fine if you do, but I don't understand them, and they're a little bit ridiculous every once in a while.
No, we don't use the stupid word.
No, we do not.
No, we do
not.
Some
call it stupid news.
No.
We say, and there it is.
A CEO of a dating app has come out against dating apps.
Really?
Yet people still use them. I mean, What is up? David Park, he's the CEO of the gamer dating app, Kippo. Am I saying it right, Kippo?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
I don't even know it, but here he is.
Dating apps will create fake profiles of hot girls and hot guys, and they'll show them to you first, especially for new dating apps. If you're a brand new user, you hop onto the app, and you're like, wow, there's so many beautiful people on this app. They're not real. Dating apps will actually hold back your matches unless you start paying. So let's say there's like 100 people that like you, and you're waiting to match with them until you start boosting your profile, and then they'll start giving you all the people that like you, and you'll get a bunch of matches, and you'll be like, wow, I should spend more money. Dating apps are selling your data. It's actually scary how much they know about you just based off your swiping patterns and the things you talk about in your chat.
There it is!
Ew.
Is that... That's pretty much how we should wrap it up, right? Let's do it together.
Okay.
Ready?
Right.
1, 2, 3. Ew.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
News is next.
Sports AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
You're digging this, aren't you?
I can't wait for tomorrow.
You're already into your concert dance move.
I am. And I'm trying out concert makeup on TikTok.
Oh, I am. Okay.
I'm going to make a video. It's going to be funny.
This is the sound of Georgia's Blackberry Smoke Southern Rock Blues coming to Spyglass tomorrow night.
Heck yeah, they are. And we have VIP tickets, parking, some food, some beverage, a VIP tent up close to the stage. Who wants tickets?
Who wants tickets?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We're going to take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win your way in VIP style to the Backyard Concert tomorrow night at Spyglass Ridge Winery. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Clarence.
Hi, Clarence.
Clarence! Clarence! Is it you, Clarence?
It's me.
Okay, let's not do it. It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
Where are you from, Clarence?
Colt Mount.
All right, man. You're on the way to Spyglass tomorrow night, VIP style.
Great.
Okay, hang on, Clarence. We need information from you in just a bit. On the way to see Blackberry Smoke at Spyglass tomorrow with Tom and Laura. We're going to be there. We'll broadcast live. We'll have a party.
Heck yeah, we will. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. live broadcast from the side of the stage. And then, oh my goodness gracious, I think then we'll trot on up to Three Beards Brewing Company and see if we can have a couple of Two Tree.
You think we will? Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing we will.
I almost put a paycheck on it.
the whole paycheck.
There you go. Late night soundbite on the way. Did you know it was National Cinema Week? I bet your movie Mike loves this.
Oh, I can't wait. I haven't seen Mike in so long.
I know. Well, Seth.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Birthday buddy's coming up. Laura's back. It'll be fun. We like to do the musical birthdays first.
OMD?
Yes.
Okay.
But nobody knows the guy's name.
I do not.
Isn't it sad, like, when groups get popular and you're like, oh, yeah, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD. Yeah.
I have no clue.
That's okay. Because if I just mentioned he is celebrating a birthday today, you'd say, is he from Mount Carmel? Happy birthday to Andy McCluskey, the lead vocalist of OMD, 62 years old.
I know the McCluskeys. They live over on 5th.
Are they on 5th Street?
They're on 5th. Yeah, South 5th.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, it's West. Sorry.
This guy's name you know because the group was named after him. So pretty easy to say Mick Fleetwood?
Mick Mack?
Yeah. Mick Fleetwood, the drummer of Fleetwood Mac and that crazy guy behind the Skins, is 74 years old today. I love this song, Tusk. Tusk is coming to Spyglass, too. That's the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. That's July 24th.
Wow, that's going to be a good time.
I hope they do this song, Tusk, because I always thought it was so cool because it was with the USC marching band, mm-hmm. and Stevie Nicks was one of the majorettes. And it was just such a weird, funky song video. But anyway, Tusk. Fleetwood Mac, happy birthday, Mick. Two guys you definitely don't know. Colin Bluntstone from the Zombies is 76. It's the time of the season. Wow, wow, wow. And guitar god Jeff Beck is 77 years old.
77, wow.
I just like saying these guys because they're dudes that are older than me. You're digging this now, huh?
I am.
Birthday buddies coming on the radio. It's every day during the Tom and Laura show.
That is perfect.
You knew where I was going with that.
I did indeed. I didn't want to mess with your beat. I just let you go.
It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Ashley Eddy. She's from McClure, 36 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Carol Brandow from Milton, 64 today.
Deb Kiefer is 68 today.
Deborah Alexander turns 35 today.
Happy birthday to Derek Went. I can't believe he's 46. I remember him riding a skateboard down my street when he was a little kid.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
Happy birthday, Derek.
A very happy birthday to Alicia Stefan from Middleburg, 44 today.
Ellen Heinzelman from Mount Pleasant Mills, happy birthday. She's 36.
Jay Powell turns 64.
Jessica Haas from Sealands Grove is 38 today.
Marianne Troutman turns 56.
Happy birthday to Matt Ritter. He's 47 today.
A very happy birthday to Nicole Smith from Ranshaw, 34 today.
Renee Snyder is 63. Happy birthday.
A very happy birthday to Sue McAmer from Elizabethville, 61 today.
Sue Peters from Newport is 56 today.
And Vicky Beaver from Northumberland turns 60.
Text Club is up and running. It's a little more complicated than ever. Make sure you text the word birthday.
Yes.
And we will get your birthdays on the air. Or you could use that book of faces. And I did see one earlier today.
Yes, a very happy birthday to Cameron Huntsberger, a.k.a. Bowie. 19 years old today. That's from his mom, Missy. And she says, my baby boy, Cameron Bowie, turns 19. Wish him a happy birthday on the radio.
Baby boy, I like that.
Baby boy Bowie.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, like Missy did for Cameron, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or text the keyword birthday with your birthday wish to 49330. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
All right, Thomas, are you a sexy beast?
I used to be. Now I'm just a sad old man.
You're not.
Anyway.
What would you say about a reality TV show that combines blind dates with wild prosthetics?
Oh, my.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn. How you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
They have rubber heads on.
This is really weird right now.
Would you count this as a weird?
Oh, look, now movie? They're furry. Why what?
Yeah.
So, I like your fin.
I like your fin.
What if I pick you and I'm not what you expect underneath?
Oh my God! Wow, look what they look like under the mask.
I don't know what she looks like.
I'm literally just like in love with the moment.
Time has come.
This is going to be really tough for me.
I can't choose both of you.
I've made my decision.
My sexy beast is...
Wow, so this is like, what's that mask show? The Masked Singer,
yeah. So it kind of takes a page out of that book and basically takes looks completely out of the equation, the official description teases.
Okay.
By using fantastical, cutting-edge prosthetics to transform singles into different animals and characters, allowing them a chance to find love purely based on conversation and personality.
I kind of like the idea. I don't like weird shows, and this is definitely a weird show, but I like the concept. And when you say prosthetics, guys, don't think like they're taking somebody's leg off.
No,
makeup that's rubberized on your face.
Yes.
And it makes you, it turns it, that one lady was like a sea monster.
Yeah,
it was
so Google the trailer. Yeah, all you have to Google is Sexy Beast Netflix. And basically you'll see the singles dressed as a devil, a panda, an alien, a mouse, some more mystical creatures.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that one lady with the orange head is.
I'm not sure either. It says it debuts July 21st.
The thing is, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this.
Yeah?
It kind of has me already hooked. Like, I want to watch this.
Isn't that the idea of a trailer? And it does.
Yes, it hooked me. It looks so interesting. And then also, I just want to see how they drink their drinks. Like, with all rubber that crap on their face.
We should go to Spyglass some night with a big rubber head on and see what people say, you know? I don't think they'll be yelling sexy beast.
No. I think they would be making fun of us a little bit more than that.
We'll look for it on Netflix.
You sexy beast, you.
You sexy beast.
You sexy
beast. Get out of here, you sexy beast.
Tom and Laura, two sort of sexy beasts on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Never breaks even. You can't just shake hands and say, hey, see you later. You just can't do that. Hey, we were talking about shaking hands earlier today.
We were. It's National Handshake Day. Posted on up on the 94KX page. Are you shaking hands or no? I like the fist bump.
See, and I said I was back to shaking hands. Sometimes there's clients and there's money involved, so.
That's true. I mean, different situations, you know, yeah. But I kind of like the, hey, shout out to our buddy Butch. Okay. At Ultimate Express Car Wash.
So what did he do? I can only imagine.
He posted up the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff doing the whole, like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Thing.
Okay.
It's so awesome. And then also, fun fact, okay, lots of people are saying handshake.
Wow.
But Sheila says, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Okay.
I love it.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Okay, that's cool. Quoting song lyrics. So far it looks like Central PA is back to handshaking.
Back to handshaking, and that is A-okay.
All right, news is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning. Shake that hand like a Polaroid.
Yeah, let's shake on it.
On 94KX.
Sam Adams is offering to pay $10,000 wedding bar tab for couples who include Sam Adams Summer Ale in their wedding vows. This is great. Half the grooms in Boston already planned on saying it, but now they might get paid.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
My cousin from Boston. You ever see those TV commercials for Sam Adams?
I have indeed.
It's coming true. They're going to give a couple $10,000 if they mention Sam Adams in their wedding vows. Is there nothing sacred anymore?
Do you know what? I'd say yes, and I would say I do.
I take you and my Sam Adams Summer Ale.
And Sam Adams Summer Ale.
To be my lawfully wedded beer. I don't know. A couple of beers. Hey, is it time for Tom and Laura's list here?
Indeed it is. Although Murphy's on high alert right now, man.
Yeah, he's getting a little weird here.
Mark Stevens is walking up and down the hallway. He's getting his cup of coffee, and Murphy is just miffed. He is offended. I don't know why.
He doesn't have snacks for him, or what?
Apparently. He needs a snack. He doesn't have a banana like you do for him.
Does he like black beans and stuff?
He does.
Okay, because Mark Stevens is heavily into that healthy stuff. That healthy stuff that doesn't make you fat, evidently.
Well, okay.
He's skinny.
Speaking of healthy things, that's our list today.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Sneaky style ways that we're gaining weight.
Oh, like maybe we don't believe it, but we are gaining weight even though we think we're doing something. What? Sneaky ways we're gaining weight?
Okay. So with the whole COVID thing and the pandemic, some of us packed on a couple of pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, losing weight or at least leveling off is also possible. But here are four sneaky things that contribute to weight gain. Numero uno.
Okay.
Focusing too much on calories in, calories out.
Yeah, a lot of people do that instead of just like dropping their portions a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like everything in moderation, right? That's what, you know, the Healthy Bites ladies used to say.
Yeah. And they're 100% right. Okay.
Number two, only snacking on unhealthy stuff. No Tasty Cakes, Thomas.
I know. Like, you'll see people saying, I only had one snack today. Yeah, it was a box of Tasty Cakes.
Yeah, you can't order an entire bag of chips.
Whole big container of ice cream. Stop it.
Nope. You have to portion it out. If you have a salty craving, just like, you know, a couple here or there.
Take it small. Yeah.
Number three, eating vegetables, but the wrong kind.
You know, I'm totally on board with that.
Okay.
Because the starches, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you sit down for dinner and there's mashed potatoes, corn, and peas. It's like, dude, they're all going to...
All starches.
They're all going to turn to sugar and I got the diabetes.
Try some leafy greens, friends.
There it is.
Salads with a light dressing, maybe a squeeze of lemon juice, etc.
Right.
So you kind of need to make sure that you have other things like broccoli and, I don't know, Brussels sprouts, carrots, mushrooms.
Yeah, let's make it good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I like spinach.
Don't stack them. All right.
Last but not least, get your steps in.
Yeah. I hear this a lot from friends of mine. They have memberships to the gym, but they don't go. I was too busy this week to go to the gym. Just drop that gym membership, man. No offense, gyms. And start working out on your own.
Go for a walk. That's the thing. All you have to do, and this is according to the American Heart Association, is boost your exercise by taking a 30-minute brisk walk 5 times a week.
30-minute walk 5 days a week? There it is.
I suggest heading on over to our friends at the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville.
Okay.
Adopt a little pooch.
Okay.
Take the pooch for a walk. Guaranteed, you will be out and about if you have a dog to walk.
Said the woman that walks her dogs multiple times
every day.
There it is. Thanks for keeping us healthy, Tom and Laura's list today.
We try. It's Tom and Laura. What's coming up here? News, sports, AccuWeather on the way on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Mm-hmm. Chad Evans is coming up next. He's got that way back lunch, 80s, 90s. Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, correct?
That is correct. And I found this really, really cute thing.
Okay.
Fred is almost here. Hang in, everybody. Look at this. Is this close?
I love bulldogs. Their faces are
it's
just...
It's his little wrinkled face.
I love bulldogs.
Friday is this
close?
Close. Dare I say it? I like to call Thursday Friday's Eve.
Indeed it is.
Because sometimes all bets are off on a Thursday.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe you go out and you stay out later on school night. I don't know.
You get started for Friday. Flashback Friday tomorrow and Spyglass in the same day?
I don't know if I can handle our lives tomorrow, Tom.
Well, I know I can. I'm too old. But I'm going to give it the best shot I got.
That's why the broadcast is like from 4 to 6 p.m.
Why? So I can nap right after?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.